Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing with our reading stories from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's kind of like a light interlude between it's like a heavy sandwich with some cream cheese in the middle. Philosophy, cream cheese, and philosophy. This Bhajan Rahasyam is philosophy, but there's some sweetness now, a lot of sweetness now coming. And then philosophy of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vaidhi Sadhana Tattva, Abhideya Tattva, Rupa Goswami. But this Chaitanya Charitamrita, these classes are some, say, relish of the Leela of the Lord. And of course, there's also teachings here. So this particular story is a short story from Adi Leela, chapter 17. The title of the story is The Curse of the Angry Brahmin. So now you have to think about, search your memory banks. Who is that angry Brahmin? Is it me? Is it you? And who did he curse, or why? So maybe those that are deeply absorbed in Gaur Leela, then they already see the Leela unfolding before the screen of their pure hearts, and they're already starting to relish different anubhavs and ecstatic symptoms, thinking that yes, maybe I would be so fortunate as the person who was cursed, and I would also be cursed like this. So this is Adi Leela, chapter 17. This is begins on verse 60. After hearing about Gopal Chapal, now there's another Brahmin comes on the scene. It's very interesting. You would think that if you were in the Brahminical community, or you were a Brahmin, then you wouldn't want to give Brahmins a hard time. For example, if you're an Agrawal, you're a business person, then you don't want to give Agrawals, you will never say anything bad about another Agrawal, because you are one. I mean, there may be millions of them, but if someone comes up to you and says, oh, this Agrawal ripped me off, and then you'll say, no, he's not a bad guy, he's okay. You have to see it from a different viewpoint. And then you walk out and you wonder, what's his name? And then you look at the store, so he's also Agrawal. They all stick together, like the Pandavas. If you fight one, then you have 101 or whatever. They have this Mahabharata, this statement about if you attack the Kauravas, then all five plus 100 come 105. So, Lord Chaitanya doesn't spare anyone. We see that the Lord doesn't spare anyone. In Krishna Leela, or any Leelas of the Lord will even punish his own son. God will kill his own son if the son is irreligious, or if he hangs out with the wrong crowd. Right? God will kill his own son if his son hangs out with the wrong association. You can imagine, he's ruthless. I mean, he can kill his own son. Does anyone have any idea who that is? Narakasura, Bhaumasura, the son of Varaha and Bhumi. And Satyayuga. It's supposed to be Satya, the yuga of truth. God should be the purveyor of truth. But he bumped off his own son, as they say. Why? Because Narakasura, he left the Sankirtan party. He got into some bad association. He started associating with who? Banasura. And he took on bad qualities. But that's Krishna Leela, God killing his own son. So now we see Gaur Leela, that Lord Gauranga is giving the Brahmins a bad name. He's speaking badly about the Brahmins. He's taking them to the task. He's exposing the smarter Brahmins and the puffed up Brahmins. He's revealing that the Brahmins are worshipping Durga. And although he's a Brahmin, he's a pundit. He's Nimai pundit. And all his friends are pundits. If you look at all the associates in Mayapur, it's so-and-so Gangadas pundit and Jagannanda pundit and this pundit and that pundit. They're all pundits. Birds of a feather flock together. Agrawals hang out with Agrawals. Gundas hang out with Gundas. Right? Devotees hang out or associate with devotees. So Mahaprabhu, everyone's a pundit. If you look right, left, or center, Even their kids, and they're playing and they're wrestling and throwing ink on each other and calling each other bad names, or at least Sanskrit bad names. Not Bengali bad names. They use proper Sanskrit when they call each other bad names. Bengali is the common vernacular. Of course, it's Shud Bengali. But when they're cursing each other, they make sure they curse each other in Sanskrit. And then they throw ink on each other and tumble into the Ganga and swim around, splash, and have a great time. But it's all pundits. It's all Brahmins. They are all pundits and Brahmins having their fun. But still, in Gaur Lila, he doesn't spare his relatives, even his own mother. He's distributing freely. One day he was distributing freely Krishna Prem, but not to his mother Sachi. And then everyone said, "Oh, why? Your mother? You don't give to your mother? Why? Why should I give to my mother? She's an aparadi." "No, but she's Jagannatha. She's Jagannatha. She's Param Vaishnavi. How you are seeing like that, but we're not seeing like that. We don't see any offense. You better change your sunglasses. Change your prescription. No one's seeing, only you're seeing. No, no, no. I am seeing and I'm giving and I'm not giving." So cruel you are. So cruel, your own mother? You'll give everyone but not your mother? Yes, that's right. Don't see anything more of this." Then they inquired further, "Well, what's the issue? She's offended to wait to Acharya." "Whatcha? Jagannatha? Sachimata has offended Mahavishnu? Is it possible? Mother Yashoda? Is this possible?" At any rate, that's the pastime. So now here, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is exposing the Brahmins. Because usually, like politicians, they never expose each other. Right? Somebody else will expose them, the opposite party. But if you're in Congress party, you're not going to say anything bad about somebody in Congress party. You won't expose your own kind. But here he's exposing his own kind for the benefit of all of us and for the purification and blessings, I mean, to give mercy to that Brahmin. Areka vipraila kirtana dekite dware kapatna paila bitare jaite. Another Brahmin came to see the kirtan performance, kirtan deki, in Shiva's angam, the antaranga bhaktas in their nocturnal kirtans, rat kirtans, madhyarat means the middle of the night, ratri lila, ras lila kirtan, ras sankirtan, in the confines of Shivas Thakur's compound. 200 private card-carrying members were allowed entrance into the door. They had to show their security card for clearance. Photo ID. Yes. Look out the door. "Oh, yes, you come." No. Yes. One by one, they would let in. And then they have the invitation list. Okay, to check off. So only those Premi Bhaktis could come in for that kirtan. And we get the Mardangan Kartals and say, "Come on, Bhakti Joe, come on, everybody, let's go on Sankirtan." Everyone's eligible. We don't make any discrimination. But there, it's only those that are eligible to enter the Ras Lila can enter that kirtan at Shiva Sangam. That's high eligibility. So another Brahmin came one day to see the kirtan, kirtan deki. But the door was closed, kapata, and he could not enter the hall, bitari. He could not go inside. No admittance. What's our, you know our line? No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So he didn't submit to Gauranga's mercy. He didn't surrender, sharanagata. He didn't have that quality of sharanagata. Firi gela vipragari mone dukkapan aradina prabhuke kahe gangaya lagapan. That Brahmin returned to his home. Firi gela vipragar. He went to the vipragar, the Brahmin's house. And he was mane duk. Manduk His mind was dukkha. He was unhappy. His mind was unhappy. And so when your mind is unhappy, it is somewhat contracted. It is somewhat suppressed, somewhat agitated, not relieved, not peaceful. Can't sleep at night. Unhappy. The next day, he met Lord Chaitanya on the bank of the Ganga, and he spoke to him. It's interesting, this is a translation Srila Prabhupada gives, but in his own word for word, he says, Prabhuke means Mahaprabhu, or we can say Nimai Pandit, Shachinandan, Prabhuke kahe Gangaya laga pan. Laga means getting in touch. It says here that in word, it says getting in touch. Well, I'll get in touch with you. So it says he got in touch on the bank of the Ganga. He got in touch with Gauranga. It's very interesting. And then Prabhupada says, well, that means he spoke to him. Laga, he got in touch. But it wasn't very good touch. It wasn't very good contact, as we'll find out. That contact, when that Dukkaman Brahman met Mahaprabhu on the banks of the Ganga, it was not a very touching scene. Sometimes they say, oh, it was a very touching, very emotionally charged scene, very touching to the heart. The next verse says, Shapiba tomari muni, panachi mano dukkha, paita chindhya shap prachanda durmukha. Durmukha, muk means face, durmukha means bad face. That particular Brahman, he had one expertise. He was very expert. What was he expert in? Talking harshly and cursing others. Shap. In Hindi they say, I think, sharp or shap. The shap means curse. Shap. Same thing. Because it's in Bengali, it says shapiba. In Hindi it's shap. And it's interesting because we have the word in English, sharp. Sharp means pointed. Sharp. Sharp words. Oh, you use sharp words against me. Harsh words. Sharp words. And that's the sharp in English is the same in Hindi and Bengali, shap. Because shap means to curse someone. And that's what's told in the Bhagavatam when the Sringi, this boy Brahman upstart, when he cursed Parikshit Maharaj, first canto Bhagavatam. He was the son of Shamakarishi. So Sringi. So we were saying yesterday, we were talking about that. We were saying that Kali means black. And Kali is an age of darkness. So the first person that Kali painted black was Sringi. He painted the Brahmins black. He painted the face of Sringi with black paint. So black paint means ignorance. He painted his face black and he became ignorant and acted in ignorance. Then he went to Naimisharanya and painted all the faces of the sages black with smoke, because they were trying to do a 1,000-year yajna to counteract Kali. Kali says, really? You're going to counteract me? I'll paint your face black also. So he changed the direction of the wind, because you never do a yajna with downwind. You never sit downwind of the fire. You always test the wind and decide your direction of your yajna. And you don't sit swaha and smoke comes in your face. It's supposed to go to a certain direction, not in your face. So all the smoke of their yajna came in their face. Smoke is black. So Kali painted their faces black. We were saying that. Kali went around and he started painting everyone's faces black, which means ignorance, forgetfulness of God, sin, blackface. Kali, make everything black, darkness, forgetfulness. So this Prachanda Durmukh, he was fiercely speaking harshly and cursing. Chindya. That Brahman was expert in talking harshly and cursing others. He broke his sacred thread and declared, I shall now curse you, for your behavior has greatly aggrieved me. A little drama. So you have to see, when we read the Shastra, we can't just read it like we're sitting on the commuter train on the L train going from Brooklyn to Bedford Stuy or whatever, and we're reading the Daily Mirror and trying to keep from falling asleep on the way to work. We should actually, as I mentioned in the classes in Purushottam, we should be there. Are you there? Be there now. Because now time means nitya. Nitya means nitya lila. Gaur's lila is eternal. It's going on. He's there. He's standing on Gangaya. Gangaya Tate. He's standing on the bank of the Ganga. And this Brahmana showed up with a dukkamana, with an angry mind. And he's prachanda. He's prachanda durmoka. He's in a fierce mood. Do you see his face? Do you see how his durmoka, how fierce his face is, all scridgled up and whatever, scrunched up. And his face is all red and he's practically biting his teeth. He's angry. All night long, his mind, he wasn't allowed in the Sankirtan and to see the Sankirtan at Shiva Sangam. So we understand from when you have desire and your desire is frustrated, what happens? Dayato Vishyan Pumsam, Kama Krodha Vijayate, Kama Krodha Vijayate. This is Bhagavad Gita. Kama Krodha Vijayate, Vijayate, it rises up and takes over you. It becomes victorious over you. Your uncontrolled desire, when your desire is not fulfilled, then Krodha, you become angry. Kama Krodha Vijayate. And that Vijayate means Vijayate. We say Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Well, you say that, but Kali says Param Vijayate Sri Kama Krodhayate. You know, he conquers everyone. Kali is conquering everyone with lust and greed and anger. Lust, anger, and greed. Trividam Narkas Yedam. There's three gates leading to hell, lust, anger, and greed. Kamesha, Kodesha, Rajaguna, Samudvalaha. So this Brahman is first class angry. Ekdam angry. Ekdam Krodi. Bilkul Krodi. He's very angry. And the Ganga is just going by so peacefully, so beautifully. So many flowers are there. And the breeze is blowing. The beautiful coconut trees and bakul trees on the banks and banana trees. Such a beautiful setting in Mayapur. Even now it practically seems the same as 500 years ago. And this beautiful, effulgent lord with long, beautiful hair and lotus eyes and red dhoti or yellow dhoti, maybe yellow dhoti, and yellow chadar. Brahmins, because Brahmins were yellow, interestingly enough, which is curious note, Pitambara, because Lord Krishna is always wearing Pitambara, chadar, and dhoti, because he's absorbed in remembering Radharani's Kanti, Radha Kanti. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radha Kanti, she's golden color, so he wants to be wrapped with Radharani, remembering. He looks, oh, this is Radharani's color. Oh yes, I have Radharani's around my neck. This is very nice. I have a yellow chadar around my neck. Radharani is hanging on my neck. This is very nice. I always want Radharani hanging on my neck. This is Krishna's swabhava, his mentality, he's thinking. Because behind all of Krishna's actions, there's bhava, there's love. There's love in his clothes, there's love in his words, there's love in his flute. Everything is saturated with his prema. And the same with Radharani. So Mahaprabhu, this beautiful figure is standing there. He's very happy. There's no enemy for him. Ajata Shatru, there's no enemy ever born. He loves everyone. He's the personification of love, the prema avatar. He's just exuding love with every pore, every glance, every word, every gesture. And he's come there, and he's just been dancing in Ras Lila all night. All night he's been dancing in Ras Lila with 200 gopis, manjaris, sakis, associates, right? In the Shivas, in the Ras Lila Kirtan and Shiva Sangam, in their internal bhav, in their internal bhav, Braja bhav. And now he's coming for morning snan and Ganga and do puja. He has all puja. Someone's carrying, one assistant is carrying puja paraphernalia there. One Brahmin, Kaishore Brahmin, maybe you. maybe it's you. Maybe you're standing there carrying the puja paraphernalia. Maybe you're carrying one of the little plastic suit, little case like the Brijbasis with all the little puja paraphernalia. Of course, they don't have plastic in the spiritual world. Thank God. Thank God for that, because he didn't make plastic. We did. Unfortunately. Another mishap. So he's there, and everything's beautiful, peaceful, sweet, charming, delightful. The sun is rising, beautiful colors. Sky is full of colors. Then along comes this fierce Brahma. This bad guy, right? No, all some cloud over his head and a bunch of wasps and beating over his head and a bunch of scorpions walking beside his feet. Black scorpions. I mean, really, like the bad guy. In other words, we have to enter. The shastras are the gateway. Shastras are the gateway to philosophy, or shastras are the gateway to lila, and lila is full of philosophy also in terms of Gaur lila and Krishna lila when it's presented by our acharyas. So we shouldn't just stand on the gate and look at the door. Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, enter here. Oh yeah, that's a very nice door. But I don't think I'll open it. No, we're supposed to open the door, enter, open the pages, and go deep into the lilas. Become absorbed, avesh. Shastra avesh. We absorb, we mix our mind in the shastra, we mix our heart in the shastra. We mix our mind in these verses, we mix our heart there. And we transport there. I mean, we've all grown up in the age of sci-fi movies, science fiction movies, and Star Trek, and cell phones, and all kinds of fabulous creations of, you know, Hollywood and Bollywood, and all these crazy movies. So transportation and ESP and out-of-body experiences and all these type of things are very much in our worldview, in our paradigm. Transporting and psychic phenomenon and ESP but what about us? What about our ESP and our what about transporting us? Why don't we do it in the shastra? Go into the pastimes, go into the lila. And then what happens is when you get merged into the shastra, then you forget the whole other world, which is all illusion anyway. Because this is the real world. These books are invitations to the real world. Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, would you like to come with me? Would you like to hold my hand? Would you like to come with me into the eternal world? Manjari, thank you for that book. I started reading, I couldn't put it down. Unbelievable. It's one of the best books I've ever read, really. You said compiled by, but as far as I know, there's one voice through that whole book, and I understand that you actually wrote that book, and it's too much good book. Keep writing. Start writing now more and more. Now you've introduced yourself. Like in a Mahabharata, that people can understand who was speaking by what was said. Like once, Sridhar Maharaj told a story, I'll tell this 1 minute. There was a freedom fighter for Indian freedom, and the government wanted to catch him and kill him. But he would write articles and put the articles in the newspaper, but it with no signature. When the articles would appear, people would read them, become fired up, and go against the government, against the British government. So the British government wanted to catch him. And they would always know, when they would read the tone of the article, they would know, oh, that's him. And then they would go to the editor of that newspaper and say, who wrote this article? And he said, oh, I don't know. No, who wrote it? You know, the government, the FBI, whatever. And they would say, I don't know. And then, because they could understand, this tone of this article was written by this freedom fighter. Only he can write like this. So by reading this book, I understand this is not these five people's memoirs. This is one person has spent like lakhs of hours making this a continuous novel of incredible teachings and love. And it was too much good book. Really good. The book is divine also. Keep going. Just now start, you know, no compile, just buy, you know, just because that was compiled. I actually know you wrote the book. It's very clear. You read this book? It's called Death Divine. Story of Mula Prakriti's departure and Ladini and Mahima and Savitri and the other different ladies that left their body, and five ladies. And fantastic. Unbelievable. I was crying and laughing and crying. It was too much. Really. It's a novel, but it's true stories, and it's too much. I got really serious about chanting Hare Krishna after that. No more fooling around, right? Hare Krishna, thank you. So, let's see, what's back to the Ganges. So the point is that these books that are written by Krishnadas Kaviraj and all, they're inviting us. He's standing here. Do you want to come with me? Do you want to leave this world and come to the real world? Do you want to enter Navadvip? Do you want to enter Vrindavan? Or do you want to stay in New York or California or America or whatever? So we say, no, I read. Casually I read your Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not bad. But it's not a really important thing for me. It's not that I have to really enter deeply into this. But Prabhupada, he took so much time to give the meaning of each word. And then And then taking those words and then giving his own realization, then a translation which may be not completely, but somewhat different than the actual word for word meaning. And inviting us to come. So this Brahman is very angry. Why? Because his desire to see the kirtan or enter the kirtan was frustrated. And why was he not let in? Because he didn't have the adhikara. If we don't have the qualification, then we can't go to higher things. There's so many lessons to be told here. The Brahman, he had desire, but no qualification. So first deserved, then desire. Prabhupada said, first deserved, then desire. He wanted to enter the Prem Leela. He wanted to enter the Ras Leela. He wanted to enter the Prem Sankirtan and Shiva Sangam with the Andhranga Bhaktas. That was his want or his desire. But he didn't have the qualification. So Lord Chaitanya said, stop! No entry. Do not proceed. Go back. Halt! Halt! Why? Because of adhikara. Qualification. No qualification, no admission. So this is one point we can think from this. But those that are qualified, they came to the door and Lord Chaitanya saw. He saw, oh, so-and-so, you're qualified. So when we're qualified, Lord Chaitanya himself opens the door and says, come in. Lord Chaitanya or his representative, Guru, Shiksha Guru, Bhajan Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, come in. It's not that we come with a big log like in these medieval movies or something, storming the Bastille. Storming the Bastille, we get a big tree and boom, 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 try to break down the door of the medieval castle with our might and our power. You can't, as they say, you can't storm the gates of heaven. You enter the gates of heaven on your hands and knees with a straw between your teeth. Dante Chitayate, that verse is there. The utmost humility, Chinadapi Sunichena. And then coming in the dhara, in the line, in the current of parampara. Das, 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 anur das, anur das, anur das. Rupanuga dhara, the line of Rupanuga, and the line of Vaishnav dhara. That's how we come. So he's very angry. Oh, I couldn't get what I wanted. Oh, now, then forget this thing, you know. You see, that happens also in our devotees. They're very unqualified. Many devotees are very unqualified, but they hear about something. They hear about something. Something's really happening on the other side of town. You can imagine this Brahmin is living in Navadvip, and someone said, "Hey, did you hear about the kirtans happening at Srivasangam?" "Oh, really? Oh, it's really happening over there." I heard from outside the wall, they're screaming, yelling, crying, rolling on the... I climbed up in a tree and I looked over, I saw they're rolling on the ground, they're sweating, all ecstatic symptoms. "Oh, did you get in?" "No. It's not easy to get in. You have to have a special card. Special invitation only. RSVP. Acha. Oh, I didn't... Let me go for that. That sounds interesting. I want to take part. Let me go. I don't want to miss out on that." So then you go. So it's like, you come in the temple, you're in the temple for a few months, and then you hear something about Raghunuga Bhakti, or you know, Mantri Bhav, Mantri Srup Sadhana, or whatever. "Hey, wait a minute, I don't want to miss out. What about me?" "Hey, knock, knock. Hey, what? Do you know one shloka from Gita? Do you have any idea about you're not the body? Do you have any rag? Rag? What's rag? do you have any knowledge, any understanding? Do you have any actual attraction to Krishna? Krishna? No, yeah, Krishna. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Is there anything genuine? Do you have any greed? Greed? Yeah, I have greed. Yeah, I have a lot of greed. Can I come in?" No, I know what kind of greed you have. But I mean, do you have greed to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan?" "Huh? What do you say? Residents of what? Vrindavan? What residents? Well, who are the residents?" "Oh, okay, well, okay, come back later." So, some qualifications. But we get a little impetuous and a little impatient and we become angry. "Oh, I can't have this thing? You're not giving this thing? Then to hell with you! To hell with your institution, your ISKCON, Gaudiya Math. I don't need you. Hey, watch me now. Watch what I do now." And you go here and there and you get whatever you get and you go wherever you go. You go wherever you go. So sometimes you go high, sometimes you go nowhere. So this Brahman, he was like, he couldn't get what he wanted. He became angry. And then he said, because when you're angry, you lose your intelligence. Buddhi nashat. Nash means your intelligence becomes destroyed. Krishna's telling in that same verse that anger leads to destruction. So in this case, the Brahman who's supposed to be Buddhiman, Vidvan. Brahman is supposed to be Vidvan, Buddhiman, smart guy, possessing knowledge. Now he's lost it. He's supposed to be Brahmani Gavi Hashtani. He says that the Pandita Samadarshan, he's supposed to be a pundit. He's a Navadvipa Bengali pundit. He's a Brahmin, but he lost it. Where was his Vidya Vinaya Sampane? Where is his Samadarshan? He's seeing friends and enemies. Oh, you're my friend. No, now you're my enemy. I can't get my desire fulfilled. You're not my friend. Lord Chaitanya, you're my enemy. Now I'm going to curse you. Prachanda Dormuka. Fiercely, very fierce, very angry, burning with anger. So I shall now curse you, for your behavior has greatly aggrieved me. Samsara Sukotamara Hauka Vinash. Shap Shuni Prabhura Chitte Haila Ulas. The Brahmin was saying that Vinash, like we say Vinash, Vigna Vinashana. The Sringa Bhagavan Bhakti Vigna Vinashan. Vinash means destroy the Vigna. Destroy the obstacles, the difficulties, the impediments to bhakti. Bhakti Vigna. Vigna Vinash. That's Nisringadev's blessings. Kam Krodh Lobh, he just helps us remove those from our heart. So he's saying, Samsara Sukh Tomara. Samsara Sukha. You made me dukkha, so I'm going to curse you that you don't get any sukha. You made my mind man dukkha because you frustrated my desire, so I became dukkha. So I'm going to curse you so you become dukkha too. So I'm going to curse you so you don't get any samsara sukha, the happiness of samsara, which he thinks that that's happiness. And then when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he was ulas. Ulas means, as I heard one person describe, that if you hear a kirtan party, if you're in a kirtan party, and then they're chanting Hare Krishna, and you're just slowly warming up, not really too much involved, you're chanting and listening, hearing and chanting. But then the kirtan increases in its pitch and enthusiasm and excitement, and maybe hopefully purity or absorption or whatever. Then you become excited, then pretty soon you're jumping, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. So at that moment when you're jumping and your hands are up in the air, you're reaching up and you're feeling, now I'm really into it. Now I'm really into this kirtan. I'm feeling very excited, very thrilled. My heart is thrilled, my mind is thrilled, my soul is thrilled. My soul is making me dance. And I'm just, the kirtan is taking me. Haribo, Haribo. That's called ulas. That's the meaning of ulas, that kind of uncontrolled thrill that happens in a kirtan. So it says, Shap Shuni Prabhu, Chitte Haila Ulas. His chitta is his mind, his heart. He became full of thrill and happiness when he heard that. Shap Shuni. When he heard that curse, oh, wonderful. Oh, that's so good news you've given me on this auspicious morning on the bank of the Ganga. This is the Dinak Samachar. The daily news, Dinak Samachar. Here's the daily news on the bank of the Ganga. Oh, what good news you gave me. And what did the Brahman, how did the Brahman curse the Lord? Prabhu, you shall be bereft of all material happiness. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he felt great jubilation within himself. So, may all your material happiness, he was saying, may all your material happiness become vanquished. This is the word for word meaning Prabhupada's giving. He's saying, hey, listen, Panditji, may all your material happiness become vanquished, destroyed, vinash. There's nash. Nash means destroyed. When we say vinash, it means vishesh, especially, completely, absolutely, vinash. Everything, not one drop of happiness be left in your life. Nowhere, whether you turn right or left, from friends, from family, from your own body, from eating, from sleeping, mating, defending, anything. Ahara nidra maitun bhayam. Anything. From reading a good book, novel, going to a play, movie, this, that, playing with your cell phone, anything. No, vinash. Vinash means everything destroyed. Completely destroyed. Samsara sukha vinash. Vishesh nash. Very special. It means a qualifying prefix. Which means on every side, every level, vinash, you'll be vanquished. You try. Oh, I can't have any happiness of family life. Okay, I'll be a sadhu, and I'll have happiness of just traveling. But no, when you travel, you'll step on thorns. Everywhere you put your foot, you'll step on a thorn. And every village you go through, a dog will bite you. You'll think, oh, this sadhu life is every time. Oh, this is not good. Although I have no wife nagging me and barking at me, but still, I go through the villages, the dogs are barking and they're biting, and their bite is worse than my wife. So this is in all directions. And then the Lord Chaitanya says, here is such a curse that the whole, basically the Brahman was saying, for you, my dear friend, the whole material world is finished. I just washed away all the castles on the sand. You had so many castles that you built on the sand, and I washed them all away with the waves of my shop, my curse. He was trying to finish him off. And what did Lord Chaitanya say? Oh, good! Very good! What a blessing you gave me! Oh, thank you, my dear sir. You're so kind. It sounds like Vishnu when, was it, Bhrigu Muni went and kicked Vishnu in the Krishna book. He was testing who is the Lord, and he insulted his father by his mind, Brahma, because Bhrigu is a Manasaputra of Brahma. Then he insulted his brother Shiva with his words, telling him it's all dirty and covered with ashes, should take a bath, use some deodorant or something. So all those stinky skulls around his neck, should use some cologne. So then he didn't like it very much. And then he went to Vishnu, and Vishnu, now you can imagine, if you're sitting in a chair, it's one thing if you're sitting in a chair and get kicked in the chest, and that's not so bad. But imagine if you're lying with your wife in bed in such a confidential, private, intimate setting with your wife. And he busts into the bathroom like some, you know, narcotics officer. Narcotics officer breaking it in some drug addict's crash pad. He runs into Vishnu's room and then just stomps on his chest with his feet like some hell's angel. Right? Comes in, dong! And then Vishnu gets up and gets on his hands and knees and gets out of bed and prays, oh, please, oh, swagatam, swagatam. Oh, sadhu, Brahman, swagatam, swagatam. Welcome, oh, Brahman, please forgive me. I know the Vedic scriptures say my chest is as hard as a thunderbolt. Please forgive me because I know the nature of Brahman's feet, they're very soft because there's different lakshana, the samudrika. It's called samudrika. Samudrika Shastra. And Samudrika Shastra describes the physical lakshana of the different varnas and ashrams. So one thing it says in there is that a Brahman has very soft feet. His feet that are very soft, even though he walks here and there. And if anyone's had a chance to massage like great people's feet, like maybe your Gurudev or whatever, great Vaishnavi or great Vaishnav, you'll have the experience their feet are very, very soft. Although they may be very hard persons, they may be very hard and very hard speaking and hard correcting, but their feet actually, that will be one good thing that will be soft about them. Because they say that the Acharya is the guru, he can be soft as a rose, but hard as a thunderbolt, his instructions, his chastisements. But the feet are very soft. We've had the experience, so we have, this is a fact, so Lord Chaitanya, he's very happily receiving this curse. I remember I had also got a shock from my parents when I joined the Hare Krishna movement. My father, who had a few rupees in his pocket, he told me, he said, you're going to go with those Krishnas. They call them the Krishnas in America, the Krishnas. The T-H-E Krishnas. And if he couldn't even chant Radharani's name. Only they don't get much, usually they say the Krishnas. The Krishnas. You can't say the Hare Krishnas. Usually they say the Krishnas. Isn't it? Usually they say the Krishnas. Oh, you're with the Krishnas. So Radharani wouldn't even allow him to chant her name. He says, oh, you're with the Krishnas. So if you go with the Krishnas, then you are out of the will. You're scratched off. And whatever I was going to leave to you will go to your Baro Bhai, big brother. I said, Hari Bo, good for you. Do whatever you want. Hare Krishna. So he said, he cursed me that you have no samsara sukha. Because usually money means happiness. Most materialists will say, money means happiness. Money's my God. So I got Krishna, but not the armies of Krishna. I didn't get the vibhuti. Duryodhan got the vibhuti. And Arjuna got the heart. Arjuna got the heart of Krishna. And Duryodhan got the vibhuti. So, of course, if you have the heart of Krishna, that means you win. So Arjuna won the war, not Duryodhan. So my father, he kept the vibhuti of Krishna. And we're trying to capture the heart of Krishna, but he's very hard to catch. May take a few hundred more lifetimes. So now, if you're still with us, and you're still in Mayapur, and you're still standing on the bank of the Ganga, and now, of course, we don't really want to see any more of the face of that Brahman, because we're just looking at Lord Chaitanya's face, and we're wondering, we're watching this drama, geez, cursing my Lord, he's cursing my Prabhu, and how is the Lord going to take it? I mean, this is pretty heavy, and is he going to react? Is he going to curse him back? I mean, now we're watching, how will our Lord react? And our Lord's smiling, he's, oh, wonderful, so nice. When the Lord heard this, he felt great jubilation. Chitta, within his mind there was jubilation, ulas, chitta ulas. Oh, so happy. And then, now, the seer of this pastime, the one who is seeing this pastime and showing it to us, bringing it into the theater of our hearts, bringing it to the cinema screen of our hearts, and inviting us to enter this lila, he says, oh, have you come with me? Have you come to Mayapur? Did you accept my proposal? Did you accept my invitation? Have you come with me to the bank of the Ganga? Have you entered the kirtan at Shivasangam with the 200 devotees? Have you stood outside the wall of Shivasangam with this Brahmin desirous to entering? And have you watched his angry face and his prachanda durmukh, his extremely fiercely angry face? Have you heard the curse that he gave to the Lord? Have you seen the Lord's reaction? Have you seen all this? Have you felt all this? Seen it is one thing. Seeing it and being there and seeing it. Have you entered the feelings? Have you entered the feelings of the Brahmin? Why does he feel like that? The frustrated Brahmin. And are you entering the feelings of the Lord and the heart of the Lord? And how is he responding? And what are you feeling as you're there? What are your feelings? And now you're there in Mayapur on the bank of the Ganga. Do you see it? Do you feel it? Like our late George Harrison. I really want to see you now, my Lord. I really want to feel you. I really want to see you. It's a very wonderful song. My sweet Lord, right? Madaram, madaram, madaradi patera kilam madaram. That was his version of Vallabhacharya's Madarastakam. Vallabhacharya 500 years ago. Vallabhacharya, who is Vallabhacharya? Kavi Karnapur says Vallabhacharya is Shukadeva Goswami. Says he's Shukadeva Goswami. Vallabhabhatta. Vallabhabhatta. Vallabhabhatta is Vallabhacharya, I believe so. Because he says Vallabhabhatta is Shukadeva Goswami and Gaurgana Ganodesh Deepika. Shukadeva. Remember we did the Dandavats this morning. So now he's writing 500 years ago Madarastakam. Madaradi patera kilam madaram. But then 50 years ago, George Harrison wrote a retake on it. My sweet Lord. So this is entering the lila as much as we can by the strength of our surrender and our prayer to Krishnadas Kaviraj, our prayer to Mahaprabhu, our prayer to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a personality. The Shastra is also alive. It's living. It's a separate individual. It's a separate personality. It's an expression of the Sandini Shakti of the Lord. It's creating the existence of the Lord. The Shastra itself is a lila bhumi. It's a lila dham. So we also pray to the Shastra. Let me enter you. Let me walk within your soil. The Bhagavatam, it's a lila. It's a Sandini Shakti. Like Balaram becomes Braj Mandal. Balaram expands his Sandini Shakti to create the existence, the foundation for the lila. And the Lord moves around this Sandini Shakti. So these Shastras created by these Sarup Shakti individuals. Krishna's Kaviraj, Kasturi Manjari. Kasturi Manjari is a Kayavyuha. Kayavyuha Sakhi. She's expanded directly from the Sarup Shakti of Radharani. Krishna's Sarup Shakti, Radharani is Sarup Shakti. She is a Sarup Shakti. And so he is creating this Leela Bhumi here in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we pray to the Shastra. In this case, we pray to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please let me understand something of your leelas, of your teachings, of your tattva, tattva vichara, tattva siddhanta, and your leela, leela vichara. And we pray that we go to the leela bhumi of Bhagavat, Bhagavat bhumi, Chaitanya Bhagavat, or Srimad Bhagavat, and we enter there. So this is part of how we approach the leela, and we approach the Shastra. the author, the actors, because the Shastras are full of dramas. There's different acts in a drama. We call Leela or drama. And there are different players, the Nayaka and Nayak, the hero and the heroine. And they're in their relationships. So we want to be there, very much there, in a mood of observing, in a mood of hearing and becoming absorbed, and a mood of service. And the higher end, we become so attracted and so interested to take part and to join there that we want to join there with folded hands. Kim Karomi. We will approach the Leela and we'll approach the Lord. And we'll approach the Lord's associates in his Leela with folded hands saying, Kim Karomi. Kim Karomi means, how may I serve? How may I serve you? How may I assist you? How may I please you in these pastimes? I nanda tanasha kinkaram. Kinkaram means kim karomi. Kinkar. Kinkar bhav means seva bhav. Kinkar. Kinkar, kinkari. Kinkari means maid servant, handmaiden, female. Kinkar means male servant, coward boy, or house servant, raktak patrak, servants of the Lord and Nandagaon, serving his dressing, cooking, bathing, sleeping, etc. And then his personal servants and friends, Sri Dham Subha. So this is kinkar, kinkar bhav, kinkari bhav. This word kinkar or kinkari comes from kim karomi. How may I serve you? So that's the higher end of entering into the Shastra, entering into the Leela. It comes in the level of Raghunuga Sadhana and Bhava Bhakti, Asakti, Bhava, and Prema, where we're entering to do seva there. And we have the proper body to do the seva, which means siddhadeha. But first we have to cultivate the bhav. Behind the body is the bhav, the mood, the bhav. So this benediction, this blessing that's being given by Krishna's Kaviraj at the conclusion of this story, the Brahmin curses Nimai Pandit. Prabhura Shapavarta Jeshuni Shadavan Brahma Shapahaite Tara Haya Paritran. Any faithful person, Shadavan, is that famous bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Katya, like this, right? Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. So that great Mahajan, that great teacher and well-wisher of everyone, Nitai, he's saying, oh, Shradavan, Shradavan, oh, men of faith, you have faith, take this. Take this naam. I'm giving this naam in the marketplace. So Krishna's coverage is saying, you have faith. If any faithful person hears this story of the Brahmana cursing Nimai Pandit, samsara sukavinash, he said, I curse you, samsara sukha tomara vinash. I curse you that absolutely on all levels and all any attempts you try to get any happiness from the samsara, from this material world. Samsara means this material world. If you try to get any happiness from society, friendship, love, your body, senses, anything, it's vinash. It'll be totally, absolutely vanquished and destroyed. You won't get anything. And then when Lord Chaitanya heard about that sukha vinash, he responded by chitta ulas. Chitta ulas. His mind became full of ulas, jubilation, happiness. So anyone who's heard this story of the Brahmin cursing Lord Chaitanya is delivered from all Brahminical curses. So this is a great benediction. It's called Brahmin Shap. And you know, you must be knowing that if a Brahmin throughout the Veda, if a Brahmin curses you, like Durvasa Muni, or these Loma Sharishi, or these different rishis sometimes curse someone, then you can't escape it. Just like Sringi. Sringi cursed Parikshit. Of course, he could have escaped it. But that was another Leela, the Lord's desire to bring about the Bhagavatam. But he was a young boy, 12 years old, and he cursed Sringi, gave a shot. Brahman, that was to be, Kali Yuga began with a Brahman's curse. Kali Yuga actually began, you could say, a little bit before that, but basically the same time. But Kali Yuga began with a Brahman's curse, misuse of Brahminical power. Then all knowledge was lost. Because he unjustly cursed someone. So unfortunately, Parikshit Maharaj did not hear the story of Lord Chaitanya getting cursed by the Brahmin. Because if Parikshit Maharaj had heard the story of Nimai Pandit getting cursed by the Brahmin, then he would have been free from all Brahmin shop, all Brahminical curses. But then we would have been bound because there will be no Bhagavatam. So we would be stuck because Bhagavatam has come to deliver us in Bhagavan Sarup. So Prabhupada gives one purport. One should know with firm conviction, Sudrida Vishwas, that the Lord, being transcendental, is never subject to any curse or benediction. Only ordinary living entities are subjected to curses and the punishments of Yamaraj. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beyond such punishments and benedictions. When one understands this fact with faith and love, he personally becomes free from all curses uttered by brahmanas or anyone else, like your mother or your father. I curse you. Oh, you joined the Hare Krishna temple. I curse you. So don't worry about any curses from mom or dad. This incident is not mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, probably because it's too harsh. Vrindavan Das Thakur was thinking, this is not nice. This Prachanda Durmukha, this fiercely bad-mouthed Durmukha, Brahman is cursing my beloved Lord Chaitanya. I can't bear to write about it. So he didn't write about it. Just like our Kavi Karnapur. Kavi Karnapur, he writes about Krishna's Leela in Dwapara Yuga. He writes about his Leela in Vrindavan. But for him, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So he wrote a wonderful book called Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Krishna appears in Vrindavan, Bama Vrindavan, and he lives and has pastimes, and he never goes, there's no Mathura mentioned in there, and there's no Dwarka. Ananda Vrindavan Champu. So these liberated eternal associates of the Lord, they have their bhav, they have their loving mood and feeling towards the Lord. So somehow, Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't want to put this, although he has some very heavy, you can say, pastimes. But it's here, and this is an additional mercy given to us by Krishna's Kaviraj. And this is very apropos to us being in Vrindavan, because often we Western devotees move here and there, those that are Western, of Western origin. And the Brahmins, if you give them a donation that they don't like anything less than a lakh of rupees, if you give them 100 rupees or 500 rupees, hey, what is this? You have spent so much money to come here? You spend 50,000 rupees for the airplane to come here, and you're only giving me 100 rupees? I curse you! If you know a little Bengali or Hindi, and you sit sometime in the Sangam at Radhakund, you hear the most amusing Brahmin shops, most amusing Brahmin curses. Because these are their Sankirtan lines. They use these lines to get their donation. They're very funny. So when 10 Bengalis come, and they're newly married people, young people, and they take snan, and they don't give proper donation, or maybe no donation, then the Brahmin looks at the lady, the young newly married bride. He says in Bengali, I don't know the Bengali. He says, "Oh, you're not. We're Brijvasi Brahmins. We're Radhakund Vasis. This Radhakund is Param Leelastan. This is the topmost Leelastan, and we're Param Brahmins. This is the topmost. That's what they say. This is the topmost Leelastali, and we're the topmost Brahmins. And you're not giving donation. I curse you to have 7 daughters. But he's just got married. He doesn't have any children yet." They're on that some spiritual honeymoon or whatever. They're coming to Vrindavan. Their grandmother told them, "Well, before you get into the samsara, go visit Vrindavan or something." Very young. And then the people, the lady starts trembling. And he has a very serious say, "I curse you. You'll have 7 daughters." Then they get scared. And the husband pulls out. She says something frantically. Then the husband pulls out 10 rupees and gives to the Brahmin. And then they go away and they're trembling. And soon as they turn and go away, he turns around and starts laughing. Because it's all a drama. It's just a Sankirtan line. You just think, wow, I really pulled the wool over their eyes. And I've been there sometimes a few hours that I heard the goings on. It's really hilarious, actually. It's really hilarious. But the people take it dead serious. They get so intimidated the yatris, the Hindu and or the North Indian and Bengali yatris, they get so intimidated by these pandas. But the fact is, they're afraid of their Brahman sharp. They're afraid of their curse. But Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, those Vaishnavas that are fortunate enough to come and with him and hear this short pastime, they will be free from any curses. But the fact of the matter is that to have that Brahman Tejas, to have the ability or the power to curse someone, of course, as soon as you curse someone, so much of your punya gets washed down the drain. First of all, you have to have a lot of punya. And then the next question is, well, how do you get the punya? Well, they maybe had the punya from last life. But at the rate these Brahmins give out curses in Braj Mandal, they've spent enough punya for 3,000 lifetimes. And so generally, they don't have much of a stock of punya to begin with. Because if you have a lot of punya, you have a very auspicious and beautiful body, and you have fantastic knowledge, Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribir. These are all the results of... I mean, they're some kind of Brahmins, and we have regard for them, respect for them, and we give them donations. But factually speaking, if you analyze according to the Shastric dictates, they are not very wealthy in the Sukriti category. Whereas you can see, you can at least here, you can go in places in India and see very opulent Brahmins, beautiful bodies and fantastic knowledge and wealthy and property and knowledge. And so much, because this is the Janmafal of their Sukriti and piety from last life. Very high birth, exalted Brahmin families, Chaturvedis, and very big families. So unless, first of all, if you want to have any power to curse anyone, you have to have told the truth for 12 years. For 12 years in a row. If you've spoken one lie in your life within a 12-year period, then you can't curse anybody. And then so many other things, pure sattvic ahar and many, many things to actually have that Brahman Tejas to be able to give some type of curse. But most people don't know about all that. So they, oh, he's a Brahmin. Because this concept is there. That word is right there. It says Brahman Shap. It says here, Brahma Shap. Brahma Shap. It's called Brahma. Brahma Shap. What the Brahmins, when they curse you, is called Brahma. Brahma Shap. It's considered to have all the power of Brahman. It's like someone throwing a Sudarshan disc on your head. It's very powerful. So people, they know it, and they see, and they see the Mahabharata movies and stuff where some Brahmin pulls out, I curse you! Oh! They watch the movie on the TV. Oh, this Brahmin cursed this guy in the Mahabharata and he turned into a frog or whatever. Or turned into a lizard. Right? What was that lizard in Krishna's book? Nriga. King Nriga. He wasn't a king, but he became a lizard. Because of what? Because he got cursed by a Brahmin, Brahma Shap. Because he also didn't hear Gaur Leela. He's unfortunate. He's born the wrong time. If he heard the Gaur Leela, then the Brahmin couldn't curse him for having his cow go wander here and there and whatever that mistake was. And it was a very innocent thing. So people read that, they read these things, Brahma Shap, wow, watch out. And so the Brahmins take advantage of the innocence of the people. But anyway, so this is a story. So tomorrow, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we'll hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu breaks the pride of the Tattvavadis. So that'll be tomorrow, if the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showers his mercy on us, we can speak something tomorrow.